This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back in on a Football Friday. Hollywood Dan Day, Omar Kelly along here with you. It's time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Jeremy Reisman, who is the Lions beat writer for the Pride of Detroit. Jeremy, good morning. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, I got to start with practice number one. It was the worst joint practice in the history of joint practices, as far as I've heard from the all the Detroit media. What did you see from practice number one? Was it as bad as everyone made it out to be?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was, to be quite honest. And I was watching the Lions defense versus Miami's offense that day. And, a good player and provided some early, you know, relief for the Dolphins. But after that, it was just shutdown city. The Lions secondary looked really good. Aiden Hutchinson was in the backfield pretty much all day. And, you know, we saw three and outs, we saw four and outs, we saw seven on sevens, where the second team Dolphins offense threw two interceptions and one almost interception. It was just, as most people put it, it was kind of the most dominant practice we'd seen in one team's favor, really, you know, since I've been covering joint practices in the past 7-8 years here. So it was as bad as the reports seemed to be, and it sounded like it was just as bad on the offensive side for the Lions as well.
So with that being said, Jeremy, what positives did you take away from the Dolphins? Was there anything as you looked at the Miami team and said, oh, they're pretty good at that?
Yeah, well, I think I came away somewhat impressed with their defensive line when I was watching on day two. A couple standouts there. Zach Seiler, obviously, coming off a big year. I thought he was pretty disruptive in the middle of the line. Derek McClendon, a guy I didn't really know that much about, gave some trouble both to the first and second team offensive lines in Detroit. And then, yeah, like, it's kind of the guys that you would expect, right? Devon Achane, like I said, pretty darn good out there. Kenneth Grant looked decent, as, you know, he kind of gets up to speed at the NFL level. And, you know, we saw Minkah Fitzpatrick make a couple plays out there where most of that Dolphin secondary didn't really make too many plays over the 2 days. I thought Minkah stood out in a positive way as well.
I wanted to know about the Amon-Ra St. Brown and the Jack Jones matchup. Obviously, yeah. We Amon is probably top five receiver in the league. I think the Lions probably have a top five wide receiver unit. But was it that bad day two as it was in day one?
Not quite. I mean, the Lions couldn't put out another full minute highlight reel of day two. I wasn't there for, or I wasn't watching day one, but based on what I heard, based on that highlight reel alone, it was utter dominance. Now, he was still pretty darn good on day two, if I'm being completely honest. But maybe it was like, instead of winning 95% of his reps, it was probably closer to like 75. So still, you know, pretty dominant. And listen, he's been doing that all camp too. The Lions defense, he's been doing it for years. His connection with Jared Goff is almost telepathic at this point. So there's no necessarily shame in that, but it certainly was very lopsided when it came to Amon-Ra and really anyone that they put on him, whether it was, whoever they put up him each day. It seemed like they maybe tried some different looks there, but it didn't go particularly well for anyone in Miami's team there.
Jeremy, how do the fans feel up there about Dan Campbell? We had him down here. I know that everyone seems to love him. Is it just a complete love fest up there, the fans and Dan Campbell?
Yeah, no question. I think he's already in the conversation of greatest Lions coach ever,
wow.
Which I know it sounds a little bit ridiculous, yeah. But he is just so beloved, not only because obviously the Lions are doing things that they haven't done in five decades, but just the genuineness of him. He's so respectful with the media and his own players. He's affable. He's funny. He's open and honest. All the things you'd love from not just a football coach, but a friend, a leader. He kind of displays all those qualities that make him just such a beloved figure. And most people loved all the fourth down stuff too, because that's where the league seems to be headed. So there's not a lot not to like about Dan Campbell through his first 4 years here, and it seems like that's not going to slow down.
So is the media and the fan base in Detroit expecting more of the same this year from the Detroit Lions as last year and another possible run through the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. The talent is still obviously there on the roster. Obviously, the major questions are the coordinator changes, losing both your offensive and defensive coordinator, and some of the offensive line changes. You know, the center, Frank Ragnow, retired this offseason, so there's been a little bit of shuffling there, but this team looks like they did last year. There were some early struggles offensively, but they started to turn it on pretty much right before the Dolphins came into town, and then obviously they've kind of laid it on the Dolphins for 2 days here. That said, every year's different. They got a really, really tough schedule this year, particularly their away schedule, and the division continues to get better, so it's not going to be as easy sledding. I don't think anyone's expecting a 15-2 season like last year, but I think there is the expectation that they're going to, they're still the favorites to win the division. They're still one of the big favorites to win the NFC in general this year. And so it's just a matter of whether they can kind of get everything clicking in place in time to face, like I said, a really tough schedule this year.
Obviously, Hutchinson coming back should benefit the defense, but do you think that they have enough pass rushing to not have the drop off that they had last season?
It's a good question. And I think maybe it's the biggest one on defense. I think there's belief that there's enough there when they're healthy, because obviously they ran into a lot of injuries on that side of the ball outside of even just Hutchinson. Marcus Davenport is the guy that they expect to start opposite Hutchinson. He only played two and a half games last year. He's kind of had injury troubles in the past. So there's some skepticism whether he can stay healthy for a full season, but DJ Reader is a full year off of his torn quad that he suffered before he came to Detroit. They draft Tyleek Williams, hoping to maybe get a little interior pass rush. Aleem McNeil will be back maybe a month, 2 months into the season and provide some more interior pass rush. And then, just like Aaron Glenn was here in Detroit, their new defensive coordinator, Kelvin Shepard, has shown a lot of regression early on in training camp, and I think they're going to be one of the higher-rated blitz teams in the league this year again, and because they're just they have so much trust in their newfound secondary that I think they're willing to put those guys on islands and send some extra pass rushers.
Not only did I cover Dan Campbell when he was an interim coach, but Kelvin Shepard actually played or started for the Dolphins team. I actually loved Kelvin Shepard. I thought you could always tell the guys who are going to be good coaches. You say they're going to have an aggressive blitzing identity?
Yeah, absolutely. They live by man coverage when it comes to their secondary, and that frees them up a lot of times to, they've already shown a lot of zero blitzes where they're just, sending the house. Their linebackers are downhill, aggressive, fast, athletic players. And so I think they're going to utilize those guys a lot. They were already amongst one of the higher blitzing teams last year. And part of that was they didn't have Hutchinson. But I think part of that is just kind of their baked in defensive identity as well. They want to be the aggressor.
You can find Jeremy's work on prideofdetroit.com. Jeremy, before I let you run, I got to ask you, can we just live through you for just a moment here? You guys won a playoff game at home a few years back. You beat the Rams, right? It was the Stafford Goff thing. And if you could just kind of just tell us what that felt like, because the last time the Dolphins won a home playoff game or a playoff game, I was in high school. I celebrate my 40th birthday this year.
Yeah.
So if we can live through you for a second, what was that like?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, before that, it was 1991 or 92, I think, for the Lions. And that was the only one in the playoff era or in the Super Bowl era for the Lions. So as someone who is both reporter and fan of the team, I can tell you it was magical. And obviously that game in particular with the Stafford stuff and it being the first home playoff game in Ford Field history, it had some added magic to it. And it was worth the wait. And I don't know, the success that the Lions are having right now does still feel a little surreal. And so it does get better. I guess that's the message I can give you guys. It eventually does come around. I think I truly believe for every NFL franchise at some point, the league is just built that way, that all you have to do is find the right hire, find the right guy at the top. And I think it can trickle down in a hurry. Because I mean, what Dan Campbell did here in Detroit, going from, you know, Matt Patricia, lowest of lows, taking what was a 3-13-1 team in his first year and making it, I mean, almost instantly a playoff team. I know 3 years sounds like a long time, but it really isn't in the grand scheme of things. You guys have been waiting for a long time. I'm sure if you could guarantee a playoff win in 3 years, you guys would take it in an instant. It is a really cool feeling, and just you have to make sure you don't get jaded in a hurry and be like, remember, winning a division felt improbable, unattainable a few years ago. Take your wins there, even if they, you know, even if like last year, you know, the Lions get booted in the first round. It was still a pretty impressive and enjoyable season.
Jeremy, you're the hope salesman that we needed this morning. We appreciate that. We'll hang in there down here in Miami, but enjoy the game tomorrow. Thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Of course. No problem.
Boy, how about that, man? Lions get a home playoff win a few years back, and that thing. So the reason I brought that up too, the quarterback show, right? That was either was the quarterback show or it was the receiver show. Amon-Ra St. Brown was on the quarterback or the receiver show, and Jared Goff was on the quarterback show, and they showed that game, and you know, Eminem there and screaming on the, you know, the Jumbotron, and them getting the win one at home. We'll get there, man. We will get there. At some point, it, like he said, it is inevitable, right? The league is designed for the bad to become good and the good to become bad. And
unless you pick the wrong quarterback,
mediocrity. You just got to get out of mediocrity. I heard your little quarterback shot there in the background, Omar. We're getting there though. Someday. We got a lot of people, by the way, who are weighing in this morning. We'll read some of those. If you have any questions for Omar, please send those forward. You can comment on our YouTube stream here. You can jump on there, and we're happy to read those for you. We got the text open, 305-567-0560. So we got all that going on. The Dolphins are in Detroit. The Heat have put out their regular season schedule. Not a ton of national TV games, but not that really matters, right? I think that's actually better for us. The less ESPN games, the better. The less Stephen A. Smith in our lives, I think the better. Give me more E. Reed. Give me more John Crotty and less ESPN. I think, right, Dan? Am I on point with that one?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing with me this morning. But the Heat schedule is out, so you start making those plans. I am trying, by the way, I'm trying to get to New York for a game this year. I want to go take my son to the Garden. I think he's old enough to experience the Garden for the first time. So I would like to see Heat Knicks at some point in the Garden. Perhaps this could be the year. All right, we do have to take a pause. Mike Florio will join us at 9:15. If you have questions for Omar Kelly, Dolphins-related stuff, we will get to those when we come back here on this Football Friday on WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hey, welcome back in. It is a Football Friday here on WQAM. Everyone's had a good week here up to this point, as I am Hollywood. Day is here with us. Omar Kelly is here with us. We'll check in with Joe later on in the show here, as Joe is out in Detroit at the moment, which is where the Dolphins will play preseason game number two.
They just call it the D, bro. They just call it the D.
I've never been to Detroit. You've been to Detroit?
I lived in Detroit for a summer.
Come on.
I did.
For how long did you say for a summer?
Yeah, for an internship with the Detroit Free Press. Covered the WNBA shock for an entire season. Covered the first WNBA blockbuster trade, which was a byproduct of a broken relationship on the team. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a breakup. Breakup led to the first blockbuster WNBA trade. That's correct.
Hmm. All right. More importantly, we have a giveaway here, Omar. Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. We have a chance for you to win tickets. You could text the word Waterboy, classic movie, to 20357. That is Waterboy to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. So
what's his number one? What's his number one movie, your opinion? Because I know there's no bigger Adam Sandler fan than you.
I mean, I'd probably go old school Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Right. That's start at the beginning. Happy Gilmore 2 was a disaster. No. I Dan liked it. So Dan came in here this morning. He's like, I like
wow.
it. So, okay.
It's what you expect. Know. I mean, what did you want from it?
I didn't finish it. So maybe that means it was bad. I was enjoying it. I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
On it. I liked all the cameos.
Yeah, the cameos were everywhere. And I was just like, you know, it was what you wanted it to be. Like, you didn't expect
it to be an Oscar award-winning movie. What did you want the script to be?
I don't know, man. I just thought it was going to be light. I thought it was going to be a little, you know, like a let's laugh thing. And that was a mistake. I let my 8-year-old watch it. But
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I take him to the PG-13 is where I draw the line. But I took him to see the F1 movie. You know, he liked that one. Some said Adam Sandler's like too overrated. Well, let's get to some text here. We have a bunch of people that are weighing in here.
And yeah, you will not take shots at Adam Sandler in front of Hollywood's presence.
I will not. No. Dolphins are one thing. Adam Sandler that's quite another.
Have you been to his live show before?
I have. I went last time he was here at
So is it
Panther
stand
Arena.
Up? Is it song? Is it
music? Yeah.
It's a mix. What is it? It was a mix of both. Okay. It's a mix of both. So we went at the Amaranth Bank Arena and it was fun. It was a good time. So I probably will be going to this
Does
one.
He continue to dress like he's in a pickup basketball game or doing
what's
laundry?
What's wrong with dressing like
Hollywood? Yes.
Yeah, I would say what's wrong with dressing like that?
Well,
like,
I'm saying, does he ever like...
you have an issue with that, Dan?
No. What I'm saying is he in character wearing his clothes like that at the stand-up?
Yeah. Okay. It's not a character. That's a lifestyle.
On, says man. The man who adapted the lifestyle.
I know. I've been wearing basketball shorts since I could walk, okay? And I don't plan on changing anytime soon.
But where's
right?
your velour sweatsuits, though? That's the one thing missing from your Adam Sandler chic getup.
I think I own one sweatsuit, and it is a Hurricane sweatsuit. I think that is the only one that I own at this current moment.
You got to upgrade. You got to get your sweatsuit life going together.
I'm a hoodie guy, not a big sweatsuit.
That is true. You
guy.
Are a hoodie
I'm
guy.
A big hoodie guy. And you know, it's funny. Like someone, I was meeting with some of the promotions guys the other day, and I went to shake someone's hand. The guy goes, "What? Why is your hand like this? Like it was frigid. It was freezing cold." And the guys on the other side of the room, it's a little warmer in here where Joe sits. It's an ice box in there. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievably cold in there. So that's why you see me on this video stream. I'm always wearing a sweater because it is. Uncomfortably cold in that room, but yeah, I'm always like, I think cold is better than hot. You're talking about you know, room temperatures, so we're all good there. Texer here was like talking about some stock that he had that split like a bunch of times, and you know, why would you invest in cards and gambling on sports cards when you can buy stocks? I buy sports cards because I enjoy it. I don't do it as an investment, so that would hopefully answer that question. I think seems like all assets, for the most part, seem to increase in value right over the years as things continue to rise in price or whatever. But I don't do it as an investment. I haven't sold anything yet.
Yeah,
I know you are not a seller.
At some point we will. I've told my son, like, we got to get into that part of it.
You got to start unloading some of that stuff and buy better stuff.
I know. Let's see here, Omar. Let's see if we can get some Dolphins questions for someone said I have two Joe Harold Rose cards. We already see. I got to check Joe's cards, see if they put Harold on the Ooh. Back of those. Haven't you noticed that Omar hates the Miami Hurricanes? You don't hate the Miami Hurricanes, Omar.
I do not.
You just want them to succeed, I think.
I want them to win an ACC championship.
I think you express yourself in a poor way with the Hurricanes, I think is more of a way to put it, right?
Yeah, yes.
Is that okay? Is that an okay way to say it? I don't know.
Yeah. No. I have high standards for the Hurricanes. I mean, I covered the team when they were actually last good. So I want to see them get back there where they actually win an ACC championship.
Javier on the stream here says, Tua's at the QB who's going to go out there and win you a game. Everything needs to be perfect for him to be successful. That shows he isn't the guy.
That's not accurate.
I don't know what you think about that, Omar. I think Tua can.
That's not accurate. Let me tell you why.
I'm going to say this, Omar. I think things need to be very good around him for him to be successful. Okay, I think his offensive line needs to be really good.
It wasn't in the Flores era.
Receivers need to be elite.
Who It wasn't in the Flores era.
Well, let's get one thing straight, though, too, Omar. I know you're a big numbers guy, and Tua is the number guy and all this stuff. He needs to win something of value at some point, right? For him to turn the corner to being, you know, elite, good, whatever name, you know, whatever label you want to put on it, he needs to win something of some value.
Okay.
Right?
What is
that? Not true.
What is that? Are we talking an AFC champion, AFC East?
You can start by beating the Bills in week three. I mean,
you can start
by beating the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be tougher this year. Don't you?
Didn't he sweep the Patriots? Didn't Miami sweep
I'm talking about now. I'm talking about right now. With this team you have put together. Look, the Dolphins are what? It's a pick 'em game? Going to Indy? Essentially, isn't that the line? I don't know if the line's changed.
I say Indy might be one point.
Yeah,
like
so it's
that.
A pick 'em game, right? That shows you where they think the Dolphins are at.
I don't think anybody knows where the Dolphins are at.
Like New England are going to be pushover games. I don't think, you know, obviously the Bills are not going to be. I don't think the Jets are going to be a pushover.
Let's remember last year, Tua did beat the LA Rams. So he did beat a team that was playoff. Now, at the time, they were 500, something like that. But to say that he hasn't beaten good teams, he has beaten some good teams.
I don't like the narrative that he can't beat good teams. I also don't like the narrative that he needs everything perfect around him.
You don't like it as like it needs to be erased, or you don't like it that it exists?
No,
it's a factual narrative.
It's not accurate. Another guy said
the weather needs to be perfect. I mean, he struggles.
I'll give more validity to the weather. I will absolutely give more validity to the weather.
Hey, most guys like that game in Kansas City, most guys would struggle in that weather. The guys that don't are the big dogs, right? The Mahomes, the Allens, the Lamars, like those guys are built for that. And two obviously not. Indy minus one is so yeah. So it's a pick 'em game, right? Essentially for the first one, and that shows you what they think of the Dolphins. That's Vegas telling you.
Here's my thought process. One on this whole Tua needs everything perfect to be around him. Tua is the type of efficient quarterback where if he gives you the lead and the defense is allowed to pin their ears back, pretty much the game is over. Now, he can get you with efficiency on third down, efficiency in the red zone, he can get you the lead if he has a running game. Now, to me, that's the key.
How big of an if is that right now?
He can win you without a running game.
I'm talking about the running game. How big of an if is it that we are going to have
They can run the ball. They are better at running the ball, especially with power, especially behind the left side of the offensive line than they've been in quite a while, probably since the Unicorns. What my issue is that right tackle spot is so leaky and there is no Patrick Paul backup. There's nobody on the roster. Like at this point, if Liam Eichenberg comes back, I'm playing him at left tackle because he would be think about this. Think about who Liam Eichenberg is and the fact that he would be your best left tackle in your roster. That's how bad the situation is. You are literally just signing guy. You're signing the fourth offensive lineman off the street right now.
I mean, look, you have one of the most talented running backs in football in Devon Achane. And, you know, whatever you think of the fantasy
ranking. I think he's more talented.
ESPN has him as the 12th rated fantasy player. Overall, so okay. Yeah, and I like, you know, I know people aren't big into those ratings and all this stuff, but I think that stuff holds a little value.
How much does it hold to winning? I don't know fantasy.
If he ends up as the 12th best fantasy player of the season. If Devon Achane is a top 15 fantasy player, that means the Dolphins' offense had a good season. That probably means that Tyreek was able to eat too, right? And someone earlier had asked, is Tyreek worth a second round fantasy pick? I think Tyreek will have a monster bounce back season. I truly do. Because I also think Tyreek is probably tired of hearing the crap. I think Tyreek is tired of hearing people question him. And has he lost a step? Is he motivated? Is he this? Is he that? I think Tyreek will have a big bounce back year. For the Dolphins, Omar, you rolled your eyes at me. I can see you on the screen rolling your eyes at me. You don't agree that he's going to have a bounce back.
I don't agree. I think there's a ton of motivation for Tyreek. This is a contract year for him. He's not going to get $40 million from the Dolphins. So he knows this.
You mean 40 million like a like the top guys are getting?
His contract is 40. No, top guys are not getting 40 million. Top guys are getting 30 million, by the way. His contract is he's on the books for 40 million. He is not getting $40 million, no matter under any circumstance. So he is in a contract year. Could I see Tyree traded at the deadline? Absolutely, especially if this season goes left, and especially if he continues to be a headache. He still has value, and honestly, I think the Dolphins are getting tired of his stuff. However, and to be candid with you, the practice I think he injured himself at is a practice where I've seen him probably run the fastest ever. Like, I've never seen Tyreek that fast. He's put on a display that shows that he has improved on his speed, which is ridiculous to even think about. But when you're 30 years old, any injury takes longer to heal, and you're more susceptible to injuries. And right now, it's beginning to stack up for Tyreek. And I'm not saying that the oblique injury is a bad thing or a worrisome thing, but it's not a good thing. I remember Austin Jackson played with an oblique injury for the second half of last season, right when he got his contract because he was like, yeah, I'm playing with an oblique injury. And it's a challenge. And that's an offensive lineman. He doesn't have to do any running. Imagine having to run with an oblique injury. That's got to be painful and traumatic. And we saw what Tyreek played like last year when he was injured. To me, this is going to be a Jalen Waddle season.
That's interesting. I think Tyreek is going to have a big year, but I do see a scenario, like you said, where this thing gets off to a bad start or something like that. And no one is more likely to take a blowtorch to the locker room than that guy. I think we found that out, right? You're laughing. It's not really funny because you, by the way, would have to stand in there and take it. And you'd be an innocent bystander. But you're going to have to be in that locker room, man. Let me ask you this too, Omar, because you are in the locker room every day. Is there like a tension? Is there like a kind of a line you don't want to cross here with some of these guys? Like, does it feel like you're on thin ice? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, or is everyone loose? Is it cool? Is everything in the past? We're all good to go. Like, what is the vibe right now inside that locker room around this team?
I could honestly tell you, they know what people are saying about them.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not shy about calling them finesse and soft. Like,
yeah, you called them mentally weak on Twitter yesterday, along with the fan base. I'm not going to let you get away with that one.
No. I stand by every single word.
Guy, like, you know, on the comments, I just got like, I see the.
I mean, the season was over because you got bullied by. Your season was over because you got bullied by a 15 win team in a joint practice. Season done yesterday, right? Day, you could testify to this, right? Season was over, right?
According to some people, yes.
According to some people, probably 60% of the fan base.
Yeah, well,
that's a lot of people, like including that guy over there. Like season was done. You got bullied by a 15-win team that's a bully in the NFL.
Bullied everybody
in a joint practice, and season's over. Right.
I mean, because Amon-Ra St. Brown took you to school like he takes everybody to school.
He took the fourth cornerback on the roster, which I don't know why this guy was going against Amon-Ra all practice, but he beat up on the fourth cornerback on your roster, and season's done. Season's over. Why are we even playing a game? Let's tank. Let's tank for something.
Well, this segment is just about over here, Omar. This guy, my man, Wayne D. Good morning again, Wayne D. You're right. Yes, I'm the one that Tua hopes Tua gets hurt, so I can be right. You're right. That's exactly.
People, that is not true. A lot of people like that, but that is not you.
I enjoy that people, you know, think what or hear what they want to hear. It's fine. At least he's listening. Maybe half listening because he's making stuff up. But,
that is not you.
But
that is a large percentage of the fan base.
Wants him to.
A large percentage of the fan base wants Tua to get injured so they can say they were right. A large percentage of his fan base wants this team to lose.
I think fans want change, and I think that's fair.
They don't care.
Very fair. But I don't think anyone realistically wants them to lose. I think what people don't
oh,
want.
Oh, no, they want them to lose.
No, I'll tell you.
They want them to lose.
Apparently, I'm the leader of the hater crowd.
I hear them on Twitter. The majority of people on Twitter want this team to lose.
They don't.
So that they can fire everybody.
No, they don't want to be an 8 or 9 win team or a 7 win team.
No, they want to lose.
They don't want to be stuck in mediocrity. Okay. I don't think there's any of these people that, you know, all these, the angriest of the angry Dolphin fan. If you said we're going to win 14 games this year and make a run to the conference championship game, like, I don't think anyone would say, no, no, realistic. I'd rather them lose.
No, but that's not realistic. But I can't
maybe
tell
it's not.
They can,
but
they
I'm,
can,
I'm just telling you, win, I think people would rather see games. Them win than lose.
No. I'm telling you right now, they can win 10 games, maybe 11 if they stay healthy, which we all know that they're not going to do. They can win 10 games. And yes, be a first round exit in the playoffs. Do you want that, or do you want to lose and everybody be fired? I'm telling you right now, the majority of Dolphin fans want them to lose. And it's sickening. It's disappointing. It's disheartening. I deal with those players in the locker room. There are a lot of people putting in a lot of work to put together, make sure that they have the best season. There are a lot of people whose jobs are on the line, the whole organization's jobs on the line. And their own fan base want them to lose and suck. The majority of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have the Dolphins on the money line in week 1, so I have that going. Dan, we got it. We'll get to this. We'll take a pause. Mike Flores is going to join us about a half an hour from now. He's been in on the Dolphins.
Flame roasting.
A little bit. Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll come back. Mike Florio joins us about half an hour from now here on QAM.
Anyway, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, Suburbans and Tahoe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more
Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All Friday.
Hollywood, Dan Day, Omar Kelly with you. We're getting ready for a preseason game, game number two, tomorrow in Detroit. We're going to talk to Mike Florio in about 20 minutes from now, and Joe will stop by with us at the end of the show. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on. I got to tell you, this chat that we have going on the video stream, while I wish people would be nicer to one another, people are like able to interact with one another on here. So it's kind of a different twist. Usually it's just people sending mean stuff on the text line
to you.
Now. Yeah, I know. Now it is.
They're attacking each other. Man, yes.
Apparently somewhere along the road, people just think I just hope this team loses. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Like it's not necessarily good for my business either. If the Dolphins are terrible, your business either, Omar.
No.
I think you would much rather the Dolphins started, you know, like I said, 3-1, 4-0. Like
there
would be much more interest should that happen as opposed to the Dolphins starting like 0-3.
Understand there's no media member that roots against the Dolphins because we all benefit financially if they succeed and if they do well. And the interest that they draw from doing well is three times as much as the interest if they struggle.
Yeah.
So let's get, and then some of us, like Alan Poupard, make more money when they do well. Broadcasters make more money when they do well.
I'm going to make more money if they win the first game because I'm already, my bet's already in. So I'm going to make money if they win the first game. My man Jukebox says we troll each other lovingly. I know it's all out of love. And I will say this, Omar. I know that everybody wants the same thing. People have different ways of expressing that. But everybody wants to go to a Super Bowl.
It ain't happening, man. It ain't happening.
I know.
It's not happening with this roster.
Everybody wants the same thing. Again, we just all have different ideas of how to get there. And there are a lot of people, unfortunately, myself included, that thinks there needs to be some changes in order for that to happen.
Now, who doesn't think there needs to be changes? It doesn't matter because this is not the team. This is not the team that we have right now.
Okay.
This is not the cards that we were dealt, and we chose to stay consistent. We chose to give this one more chance and one more shot. The problem I have is that the fan base, majority of them, have said, no, I don't want to give this one more shot, and I'm just going to root against this team.
All right. Well, we will do this. We will keep it as we usually do on Fridays, and we will talk to Mike Florio. We're at least consistent here, somewhat. So we'll talk to Mike Florio coming up in about 15 minutes from now. We'll get to our 9 o'clock hour. It is coming up next on WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.